meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 63. Westerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 35. Tonight, mainly clear. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. Salina police are investigating a death at Kansas Wesleyan University. The Salina Police Department said around 7:48 a.m. today, officers were called to the 100 block of East Claflin following a report that a person was injured in one of the buildings. Salina police say the investigation is ongoing and there is no indication there's any danger to faculty, staff, or students. KWU says the campus is safe and secure. Researchers want to know why two counties in north central Kansas have high cancer rates compared to the rest of the state. KSN reports, according to K-State Research and Extension, Russell County has the fourth highest cancer mortality rate per 100,000 people and colorectal cancer rate. Lincoln County has the highest prostate cancer rate and the third highest lung cancer rate. Researchers will be checking for high radon levels and groundwater contamination. I'm Stephanie Austin.
February is the month for breakups. It's time to break up with that old car before you have to buy another Valentine's Day gift of expensive parts and labor. Let Midwest Kia help you break up with negative equity, high interest rates, and even higher payments. With rebates as high as $7,500 and rates as low as 0% APR on eligible models. Plus, special lease payments on almost every new Kia in stock. And remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Break up with that old beater and fall in love with your new Kia from Midwest Kia, home of the simple, transparent, and fast better way to buy. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers with approved credit. Low APR and rebate cannot be combined. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers with at least 740 credit score. $7,500 rebate is for a lease on a Kia EV6 or EV9. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Kansas is set to nearly double state legislators' pay at the start of next year, making their compensation better than it is for their counterparts in a majority of states, including more populous ones like Georgia and Texas. The increase is nearly $28,000 a year for rank-and-file legislators, boosting their total compensation from $30,000 to nearly $58,000. That's an increase of 93%. Governor Laura Kelly has asked FEMA for an extension to April 15th for Kansas to submit a disaster request for the winter storm that struck the state January 7th through the 16th. The winter storm included heavy snowfall, excessive winds, and extreme wind chill. KWCH reports that Kelly has requested more time for preliminary damage assessments to seek federal assistance through the Public Assistance Program. The program provides funds on a cost-share basis to repair damaged public infrastructure, such as roads and bridges. I'm Stephanie Austin.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Since Mayor Corey Studi has decided not to run for re-election in Hastings, they will have a new mayor beginning in 2025. And right now it is a two-horse race between Jackie Cranston and Bill Heitzman. Heitzman has been living in Hastings since 2002. Prior to his time in Hastings, he worked in leadership roles for four Iowa colleges, but has decided to run for mayor as another way to give back to the community that has given him so much. He spoke with KSNB Local 4.
I think that I've got a lot of upper administrative skills, and I certainly have focused my life on leadership, whether it was wrestling, whether it was shop foreman, whether it's in the classroom. That's what I've been doing all my life.
In other news, 43-year-old Kearney man Russell Wing will spend 7 years in prison for sexual assault, enticement, and child abuse. As a part of a plea bargain, he pled to a lesser charge, but he assaulted a 15-year-old girl last spring. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
More in 24 from Rusty at Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More presidents of award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty at Ford. Wichita's only presidents of award-winning dealership. 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty at Ford has factory-certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only at Rusty at Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Rusty at Ford and RustyAtFord.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Partnership for Growth recently announced two HEAL grant awards locally. The Historic Economic Asset Lifeline program is designed to bring rural downtown buildings back from likely demolition or collapse and rehabilitate them into productive commercial use. Uses may include businesses, new or existing, housing, arts and culture, child care, entrepreneurship, or innovation. Partnership for Growth Director Jerry Zias of Blue Rapids comments on recent awards for the Bankers Inn at Frankfort and Minnie's Kitchen in Marysville.
The HEAL grant is the Health Economic Asset Lifeline grant. The two ones that were applied were actually the facade of technically historic buildings. And they don't have to be on the historic register, but you would have to justify that this building means a lot to the city. And one of them was in Marysville, Gilney, and she did all the work on her grant application out there. So, and then the one Partnership for Growth did was the big one in Frankfort, which is Bankers Inn. And if you look at it, not only is going to revitalize that commercial area in Gilney's too in Marysville, but it's going to get people to think, what can I do? What can I do to make it better? And it starts steamrolling from there. And so both of those are going to be a superb asset for both of the cities.
The next application period is open through June 1st or until funding is exhausted. Another round will open July 1st. Kansas Department of Commerce coordinates the program. Those interested may contact Jerry Zias with the Partnership for Growth or the Kansas Department of Commerce. Another initiative for the Partnership for Growth is promoting housing development within Marshall County.
In housing, we want to stop talking and start building. That's one of the things we're concentrating on with the project in Blue Rapids. So in Blue Rapids, we bought the lots, and now we have a contractor just willing to buy the lots from us and build housing. You know, the time for talking is over. So the key things we found out so far is that you got to have land, you got to have money, and you got to have contractors.
A build of several houses in Blue Rapids will begin soon after recent weather delays. Due to rescheduled Valley Heights basketball games Monday evening, the monthly USD 498 board meeting has been rescheduled February 21st at 7 p.m. Medicare and its parts, options, and plans can be confusing. Whether you're starting Medicare soon or already are on Medicare, a Medicare Basics workshop will be featured through River Valley Extension District, with a session Monday, February 12th in Belleville at the Public Library, another Monday, February 26th, 6:30 p.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. The program is free. Registration is requested. Contact the Belleville office for the session February 12th at the library in Belleville. Contact the Washington office, 785-325-2121, for the session Monday, February 26th, 6:30 p.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Washington. If you'd rather schedule a personal appointment or have questions regarding Medicare, contact the River Valley Extension District Office, Monica Thayer, or Jordan Schutte. Mildred A. Brockstrom, age 95, of Axtell, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church. With the Axtell Andrew Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Mildred Brockstroman. Raymond Dean Richard, age 84, passed away Tuesday. The memorial service is planned Thursday, February 15th at 10:30 at the Marysville Methodist Church. Interment will follow at the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation next Thursday, 9:30 till 10:15 at the Marysville Methodist Church, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Dean Richard. Mary Ann Bonning, age 93, passed away February 3rd at Camden, Missouri. Graveside service is planned February 15th at the Hanover Cemetery at 2:30, with the visitation February 15th from 10 to 2 at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Mary Ann Bonning. William Red J. Broadston, age 71, of Marysville, passed away January 24th. Graveside service is planned Saturday, February 24th, 10:30 at the Morroville Cemetery, with a ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for William Red Broadston. Gloria G. Hilton, age 94, of Greenleaf, passed away January 15th. A funeral service is planned Saturday, February 17th, Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Greenleaf. Visitation 9:30 till 10:30. The burial at St. Michael's Catholic Cemetery at Kimio. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Gloria Hilton.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville annual soup day is Thursday, February 8th, serving 11 to 7, with chili, vegetable, ham and bean, and chicken noodle soup, as well as German cabbage soup, handmade sandwiches, desserts, and a craft and baked goods bazaar room. Annual soup day Thursday, February 8th, 11 to 7, at the Evangelical United Church of Christ, 205 South 10th in Marysville.
Score great savings on your bathroom project now at Menards. Max has more than 1,000 shower doors, bathtubs, and showers to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Right now, get a Max Hanna White Corner Shower Kit with a brush nickel door for just $13.99. Check out this and other great deals going on now during Menards Super Sale. Prices good through February 11th.
Save big money at Menards.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny and breezy today with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Southwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Clear skies overnight with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Staying sunny into Friday with our highs in the mid 40s and upper 50s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers into Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s. Mostly sunny skies into Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid 40s. Then a slight chance for some rain and snow showers into Saturday night, cloudy with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s. Flurries may continue early on Sunday, then staying cloudy with our highs in the lower 40s, then partly cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the mid-20s. Staying sunny and a bit warmer into Monday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s, then clear skies into Monday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. More sunshine throughout the day on Tuesday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and partly cloudy skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s, and sunny Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early February 43, record high on this date 73, the average low 20 and the record low 12 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:29, sunset this evening at 5:54.
What is not to like about lichens? It's an in-depth look at one of the world's oldest organisms on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you?
Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 8th, the 39th day of the year. Film legend James Dean and composer John Williams were both born on this day. You've seen them growing on tree trunks, fence posts, and iron gates, but you probably didn't give a second thought to the organisms known as lichens. Lichens are neither plant nor animal, but a combination of fungus and algae, each providing mutual benefits to the organism. As weather turns mild in late winter, lichens will be the first things growing, long before tulips and daffodils dare to show themselves. In the eastern U.S., the most recognizable lichen is British soldier, named for its conspicuous red top. And because lichens are sensitive to air pollution, having an abundance says good things about your local air quality. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Discover a different kind of health care at Sunflower Medical Clinic. Here you will find personalized after-hours and weekend care in a welcoming space. We offer urgent care, primary care, facial aesthetics, IV hydration, and the newest service is BioT, Bioidentical Hormone Replacement Therapy. No matter what you need, we're here for you. Give us a call at 785-619-6078 and let us welcome you to a new level of care at Sunflower Medical Clinic in downtown Marysville.
Chiefs Kingdom. Catch your team this Sunday on the big screen at the Astro 3 Theater in Super Bowl 57 as the Chiefs play the 49ers. Pregame is set for 4 p.m. with kickoff at 5:30. Enjoy the game like you've never seen it before this Sunday at the Astro 3 Theater.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. According to the NFL Network's James Palmer, former Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy talked to the team ahead of the AFC Championship game against the Baltimore Ravens. When the team hits the playoffs, Andy Reid usually brings in former coaches and players, and this year's guest was Eric Bieniemy, who spent this past season with the Washington Commanders as their offensive coordinator. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes says that it's always great to have EB, citing his energy and intensity being a part of the culture. This recent development has only increased the questions for head coach Andy Reid and whether or not he would retire after the game against the 49ers on Sunday. There were reports before the Super Bowl last year, and immediately after the game, Coach Reid shot down those rumors, saying that if they'll have him, he'll stick around. Owner Clark Hunt says that he's not worrying about it currently and saying that any thought would definitely be premature. Neither Reid nor Hunt said that they don't know exactly when his career will come to an end. Mid-American Network Sports.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. And the name you need to remember is Winnegar Drilling.
Water well drilling.
Water well service.
Trenching services.
Test wells, water well plugging, sanitation, and code compliance.
Plus new solar pumps.
Winnegar Drilling does it all. Plus, when you call Winnegar Drilling, they'll provide a free estimate.
Finance options also available.
Make sure your flow doesn't run slow with Winnegar Drilling. Call them at 316-729-5881 or online at winnegardrilling.com.
Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce's star is continuing to grow during the week of the Super Bowl, along with this season due to his relationship with Taylor Swift. Here's how some of his teammates, Tommy Townsend, Creed Humphrey, Blake Bell, and Justin Reed had to say about whether or not he was more famous than Elvis.
I'd say so. There's a lot of Elvis impersonators, but I want to see more Travis Kelce impersonators. That's what they need on the strip.
I don't know about that. You know, Elvis is pretty popular, but no, Trav's awesome. Everybody, you know, seems to love him, so he's just a great guy to be around.
Man, I'll tell you what, that guy is popular, isn't he? I think so. Well, Elvis is pretty popular as well, but he's close.
Then Elvis? Elvis is a hard guy to beat. You're talking about a Las Vegas legend, but worldwide scale, he probably is, you know, and he deserves it, the type of player that he is.
Travis Kelce also has the most receptions in playoff history and is behind only Jerry Rice in receiving yards and receiving touchdowns during the postseason. Mid-American Network Sports.
Marysville High wrestlers in quad duels at Nemo Hall Central Tuesday, winning over Nemo Hall Central 45-24, winning over Onega 61-6, falling to Sabetha 44-27, and falling to Lawrence Free State 46-27. Regional wrestling competition upcoming. Girls regionals next week. Boys action to follow the week after. Marysville wrestling coach Cole Fredrickson will be our guest on the Coach's Corner Friday evening about 5:30 on KNDY. Friday night basketball live. Marysville at Clay Center on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Axtell at Washington County on FM 95.5.
This Super Bowl Sunday, cheer on the Chiefs at Sarge's Sports Bar in Marysville. $2 domestic cans while you're invited to bring your favorite tailgate dish. Root on the Chiefs for one more Sunday, Chiefs Nation, and come together for Sarge's Super Bowl Sunday tailgate party, kicking off at 1 p.m.
Peace Lily's tolerance to low light makes it a popular plant for homes, offices, and even public spaces. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The showy part of the white flower is actually a modified leaf. You'll have more flowers more often when you grow this plant in a bright location. But it will still bloom occasionally, even when grown in lower light spaces. This moisture-loving plant wilts when the soil is too dry. It usually recovers, but eventually repeated wilting causes leaves to yellow and brown. Plan on watering thoroughly the day before the plant just starts to sag. Avoid brown tips caused by chlorine and fluoride in the water. Use rainwater, melted snow, or distilled water to avoid this problem. Occasionally wipe dust off the large leaves to keep your plant looking its best and display it out of the reach of curious pets and children. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
They are the longest tenured federal law enforcement group in the United States. Their important work has played a critical role in U.S. history. However, their contributions are often behind the scenes. This city hopes to shed more light on those who have preserved law and justice in the land. Their story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
It's one of the oldest law enforcement groups in the United States.
They were the oldest federal law enforcement agency in the country. They predate the FBI, the CIA, all of those by over 100 years. They were created by George Washington with the Judiciary Act in 1789.
Leslie Higgins shares the story of the U.S. Marshals in Fort Smith, Arkansas.
They are important in the history of Fort Smith, especially during the time period in the late 19th century, during the Judge Parker Court here in town. They were the ones that were receiving the warrants and riding out into Indian Territory, bringing back the criminals to be tried in the court here.
Fort Smith is the home to the U.S. Marshals Museum. There's a good reason for that.
There are more marshals buried in this area than any other part of the country, which is one reason why Fort Smith was chosen for the museum. Somewhere around 88 marshals killed during that time period out of the 250 that have been killed in the entire history of the Marshal Service.
This museum highlights the many important contributions of the group.
The history of the Marshal Service is really the history of America, and a lot of people don't realize that. They are one of the least known about agencies, especially federal law enforcement agencies in the government.
Leslie says the Marshals have played an important, yet often overlooked role in many critical events in U.S. history, from quelling the Whiskey Rebellion to desegregation of schools in the 1960s. There's more next time as we travel the countryside. From Fort Smith, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Be still my soul. feeling blue, head out to the garden for some relief. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. St. John's wort is a pretty perennial that might help you feel better as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Centuries ago, Europeans grew St. John's wort and used it to treat melancholy. Today, the plant is still used as a natural remedy for mild depression. Mark Blumenthal is the founder of the American Botanical Council. He says St. John's wort is a perennial that's easy to grow in the garden. It blooms in early to late spring, depending on where you live, and the flowers have their own healing qualities.
If you take the little yellow flowers and squeeze them, a little red liquid exudes. Herbalists for centuries have taken that red liquid and made salves and balms and ointments and creams out of it because it has a skin-soothing, healing effect on chapped, dry skin, cuts, bruises, etc.
You can also cut St. John's wort leaves and steep them to make a tea. The plant's medicinal qualities are at their best from first bloom until midsummer. Blumenthal says if you've been taking over-the-counter St. John's wort and having good results, you might not get the same from your own plants.
People could get some kind of antidepressant or mood-elevating benefit from a simple home-brewed remedy. The problem there is you don't always know, and if somebody really has depression, especially mild to moderate depression, they're probably better off taking something that would be reliable from one dose to the next, from one week to the next, instead of just relying on something from the garden, which may or may not give them the long-term benefits that they have come to expect.
While we might gain health benefits from St. John's wort, it's a noxious plant in some rangeland areas. It grows abundantly on the range and can make livestock sick if they ingest it in large amounts. So keep it confined to your garden. Find more tips for growing St. John's wort at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Today, you'll meet a guy whose life's work is battling crop pests. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. As an associate professor of crop entomology at the University of Arkansas, Rupesh Kariyat spends much of his work finding ways to defeat crop pests.
So I study how insects and plants basically talk to each other or communicate with each other with the long-term goal of finding sustainable pest management strategies so that we can control or manage this insect pest.
When Kariyat was a kid, his parents used to hate when he found insects and then brought them into the house. Now he can spend as much time as he wants with them and get paid for it. And Kariyat's work allows farmers to get paid for their work.
20% of the agricultural produce is lost even before it is harvested just due to insects. So that is the issue. How does our science or our lab actually helps with that?
It helps, says Kariyat, by finding ways to control crop pests without chemicals, for example.
Can we find sustainable pest management strategies by using plant resistance traits, traits that are inherently present in plants, and then use that or breed plants which are inherently better at defending?
University of Arkansas crop entomologist Rupesh Kariyat. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Make your plans to attend the Beatrice Area Chamber of Commerce Ag Seminar on Tuesday, February 13th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Southeast Community College Academic Excellence Center in Beatrice. This free event features keynote speaker Eric Snodgrass, nutrition's weather wizard, who will give a weather outlook with an ag-focused, education-driven forecasting approach to help our farmers feed the world. For more information about the February 13th Ag Seminar at SCC, hosted by the Chamber's Agribusiness Committee and sponsored by Nutrien, check out Beatrice Chamber.
Good Thursday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. The USDA released its February 2024 Farm Income and Financial Forecast. It's the agency's first income prediction for the new year. Carrie Litkowski, an economist with the Economic Research Service, says farm income is forecast to fall roughly 25% this year.
Starting with profits for the farm sector as a whole, which are forecast to decline in 2024. Net cash farm income for calendar year 2024 is forecast to fall 24% relative to 2023. In nominal dollars, and net farm income is forecast to fall almost 26%.
We then asked about some of the factors behind the income drop.
Cash receipts from crop and animal product sales, which are expected to decrease $21 billion or 4% in 2024. Also, direct government payments are forecast to decrease almost $2 billion or 16%. And total production expenses are forecast to increase almost $17 billion or 4%.
Later in our conversation, Litkowski talks about the 2024 farm sector balance sheets.
Farm sector assets, debt, and equity are each forecast to increase, with equity forecast to increase 4.7%. We're forecasting that average net cash farm income for farm businesses will decrease 27% in 2024, so about $72,000.
She also mentions they are predicting that medium farm income is to be similar to last year.
For those households that operate a farm, median total farm household income is forecast to hold relatively steady at $99,445. Again, that's at the median.
Again, that was from our conversation with Carrie Litkowski of the Economic Research Service, highlighting that 2024 net farm income is expected to drop. With your latest agricultural news, I'm Sam Speck, right here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
More in 24 from Rusty Eck Ford. More selection on new and used inventory. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. More for your trade. More President's Award-winning sales and service experience from Rusty Eck Ford. Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership. 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. More service options. Rusty Eck Ford has factory-certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Only Rusty Eck Ford. More zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. At Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
As
As a farmer and rancher for over 50 years, I know the integrity that comes with land stewardship. I am Gene Bach, a licensed agent with Hayden Outdoors Real Estate. Our family at Hayden Outdoors is devoted to the success of your listing or auction sale. Whether it is a rural residence, farmland, or a recreational haven, give me a call at 402-520-5140 and we can help. That's 402-520-5140 or email me at gene@haydenoutdoors.com.
A student competition called Envirothon is building leadership skills and improving our environment and natural resources on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Competitions and science competitions in our schools. An event called the Envirothon is a hands-on environmental and natural resources problem-solving competition for high school students in the United States, Canada, and China. The competition tests teams of students on five core subjects: aquatic ecology, forestry, soils and land use, wildlife, and an annually changing topic that focuses on current environmental issues. Steve Robinson is the chairman of the National Conservation Foundation, which coordinates the competition. He says the Envirothon was started 40 years ago.
55,000 students start the process during the year, and ultimately one from every state ends up at our international competition. It's amazing to us how many Envirothon alumna are out there doing the work that we like to see being done. 55,000 students over 40 years, that's a lot of folks.
Students who make it to the national level create an oral presentation on the current environmental issue.
Maybe an urban interface with ag, and they have to put together a 20-minute presentation to the judges about how this would affect ag, how ag would affect urban, all the infrastructure, everything it would take to do this, and they'd have to do it without electronics. I mean, they have to just sit down and think through it. But it's really amazing what some of these kids come up with, and everyone's different.
Winning teams receive prizes and scholarships. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the Envirothon at agriculture.com.
As a producer, you wear a lot of hats, from livestock expert to machinery and crop expert. For ag lending expertise, you can count on us. We'll help with the loans you need for livestock, seed, and equipment. So when it comes to ag, talk to us. Like you. Our field is agriculture. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Good Thursday afternoon. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Well, as we pass through midday now, we're now seeing lower numbers in the grains and oil seeds and still mostly higher in the livestock. It's February live cattle up triple digits, up 165 to 183.87. April up 172 to 186.52. Feeder cattle still responding to the low inventory numbers that we got from the report last week. So March feeders up $1.92 to $247.47. April up to $252.62. That's up $1.42 on the day. Slight losses for the hog markets. The February contract down 20 cents, trading at $73.17. April is at $80.02. That's down $1.07 on the day. Into the grains, again, as mentioned, mostly lower now. We've seen some two-sided trade for corn all day. Dipped back down for March, down two at 432 and a quarter. May currently down to 444. That's down 2.5. The wheat market's been feeling pressure as Russia, of course, cutting their wheat charges, leading to lower figures here. Pretty much all across the wheat complex. March Kansas City wheat down 19.5 to 599 a bushel. May down 18 and a quarter to 597 and a half. Still two-sided in the oats. March is down 5.25 to 377 and a quarter. May down a penny at 372. Soybeans have also seen some lower figures here now as it's gone back and forth. They started stronger, but March beans now down 7.75 to 1181 and a quarter. May down 8.75 at 1188 and three quarters. Soy meal sharply lower. March down 7.10 to 344.10. But the oil is a bit higher. March soy oil of 76 to 47.52. Cotton still a bit higher as well. March cotton up 43 points at 88.90. Into the energy markets, we are seeing some pretty good gains today. March crude oil up 208 to 75.94 a barrel. March unleaded gas is up a nickel at 231 a gallon. Heating oil up the same nickel mark at 286. And March natural gas currently down 4 at 191. A look through the metals sees some mixed figures today. February gold is down $4.20 an ounce, trading at 2,031. March silver up 30 cents at 22.66. And the dollar index still slightly higher. March dollar up 7 at 103.99.
The agriculture industry changes constantly. From commodity prices to trade deals, droughts and fuel prices, it's hard to keep your farm protected and prepared. That's where we come in. Join us every day right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we cover your daily commodity prices with hourly market reports, news from the farm to bills in Washington, D.C., plus hear the latest across the Mid-America region that may affect your operation. From planting to harvesting and everything in between, it's the Mid-America Ag Network. We're here for you.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Byrne, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Artificial intelligence continues to be talked about in many industries, including agriculture. Director of the Center for Risk Management Education and Research at K-State, Joe Parcell, discusses how AI has continued to grow and how agriculture might be able to use it. He explains how he works with it and how others might also.
We've all heard a lot about artificial intelligence out there, and you know the one we probably are most familiar with is what's going on with OpenAI and ChatGPT. But you know, artificial intelligence is really using the power of machines to help us solve problems, to do tasks faster. In particular, I think of the coders out there that are using this to code and prepare software for how we use that. In my own case, I work with a lot of data. I'll use AI to help me manipulate the data, tell stories from the data a lot faster. And I think of AI as a user as just a way of speeding up our decision processes.
Parcell says how artificial intelligence could benefit agriculture producers.
From the legal and especially book side or accounting side, I think what it's going to be able to do is the speed at which it can capture information, especially on the regulatory or the legal side, and help us as farmers be able to write better contracts. Maybe it's on a rental agreement on there, so it's a win-win for everyone and it changes over time. But then on the accounting side, it's going to reduce down kind of the anxiety that I hear in the voices of folks. Well, it's time to go see the accountant and see where we're at before year end. We'll be able to do that a lot quicker.
There are many other avenues of agriculture that AI could be used in, and Parcell explains a few.
the one thing that we, that I think has surprised us all, not just with AI, but technology recently, and maybe it's because of AI, is the speed of adoption. And I think wherever you see that we've got some challenges out there, and I think of the labor shortage is one of them, you see a lot of resources pour into that space really quick. So, and that's not just true for agriculture when it comes to the employment challenges there. I think that's one you could see really quickly that could be a big benefit there. I think the other ones, I think it'll be a little bit longer. And I think you're going to see, you're going to see your innovative, larger operations innovate first and adopt first, but it's going to be a pretty quick trickle-down effect in there.
That was Director of the Center for Risk Management Education and Research at K-State, Joe Parcell, with information about artificial intelligence and how it can be used in the industry. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over at the K-State Radio Network.
All of us at Family Fair are proud of the Falls City FFA chapters and leaders. These members invest considerable time on projects and research to further their grasp of agribusiness in all its forms. From your supporters at Family Fair in Beatrice, formerly known as SunMart, see our website for rewards and digital coupons. OCZ's Paintworks is proud of the Nemaha Central FFA chapter. The training these students are receiving will be invaluable now and in the future. Thank you to the chapter leaders for guiding and sharing your experiences in the ag industry. From all of us at OCZ Paintworks, located 112 Main Street in Seneca. Helena Agri Enterprises supports the Centralia and all area FFA chapters, and thanks the leaders for teaching our youth the varied aspects of the industry. It will be beneficial to them in the future endeavors. From Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, people, products, knowledge. Always proud to support our youth.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Investors are taking some profits at the midday. Dow Jones this morning was down about 127 points. The S&P had given up a tenth of a percent. The NASDAQ composite had gained a quarter percent. The country's biggest network of bank branches will be getting even bigger. J.P. Morgan Chase says it wants to add 500 new locations over the next 3 years. It plans to renovate nearly 2,000 more. Target reportedly is testing out the idea of a new paid membership plan. The store chain already has a free loyalty program called Target Circle. Bloomberg says the paid plan could look more like Amazon Prime. There's no word, though, on pricing or the exact benefits. It could roll out later this year. A quarter of all Americans who plan to watch the Super Bowl say they're more interested in the advertising than the game itself. With a potential audience of 110 million, national ads are selling for $7 million on a 30-second spot. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Get your home ready for big game get-togethers. Now, during Menards Super Sale. Save big on party supplies, including folding tables and chairs, grills, slow cookers, party cups, plates, tableware, and trash bags. Plus super deals on food and beverages. Choose from assorted varieties of lots of matzo pizzas. Two for just $11. Assorted flavors of 16-ounce Snapple just $4.99 for a six-pack. Score big savings. Now, during Menards Super Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
We were both young when I first saw you. I closed my eyes and the flashback starts. I'm standing there summer air. See the lights, see the party, the ball games. See you make your way through the crowd and say hello. Little did I know that you were Romeo, you were throwing.
Original classic country station, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.
This is a special report.